Synthetic food is on the menu for today's GeoQuiz. There is some fine new dining in the Asian city we're looking for today. This crowded city looks out on the South China Sea. It's one of China's special administrative regions, and it boasts more than 6,000 skyscrapers and 7 million residents. One of the city's most eclectic restaurants overlooks Victoria Harbor. You won't find local favorites like fish balls on a stick or stinky tofu. Instead, there's a 12-course gourmet meal on the menu, but there's a twist. The chef says the menu will include some entirely synthetic dishes, as the world's David LaValle explains.
These synthetic gourmet dishes will be created using the unappetizingly named molecular gastronomy. That's a complicated cooking technique. Its founder, Hervé Thys, likens it to playing music note by note.
If you have a carrot...
He begins his analogy with a carrot.
If you have a carrot in a pan, at the same time you put a lot of different compounds. For example, in a carrot you have glucose, fructose, and sucrose. We have three sugars, but also amino acids and so on. And you cannot decide for the proportions of all these compounds. But now you could also decide to put in your pan glucose, fructose, sucrose, which is ordinary sugar, let's say, and other kind of molecules like that, compounds, we should say. And then we can decide to make a dish. So it's not synthetic, it's note by note.
Got it? So instead of using carrots or garlic, chefs use chemical compounds. It's also been described as painting with taste. Start with a touch of purple, add a hint of blue or green, and voila. This way of cooking would probably make Julia Child wince. But Thys says the molecular approach to cooking is all about creativity.
The mathematics of the thing is that if you decide to play this game, then the number of possibilities is tremendously bigger than the possibilities that you have with ordinary cooking. And there are new flavors that you can discover.
One chef that's perfected this technique is Pierre Gagnier, and his place is called Restaurant Pierre at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Hong Kong. Oops, I just gave out the answer to the GeoQuiz. Hong Kong. Anyway, Thys says tonight's synthetic gourmet meal shouldn't be missed.
At Pierre, at Hong Kong, there will be two dinners where there will be a full menu based on some of my invention, and included in this menu there will be two note-by-note dishes.
If you go, be sure to try the lobster fricassee served with polyphenol sauce. For dessert, Chef Pierre plans to serve apple and lemon-flavored jelly balls, creamy on the inside and crunchy on the outside. The chef describes them as futuristic in design, smooth, crusty, and frosty, kind of like a chilled jelly donut. For The World, I'm David LaValle.
Yum. This is PRI.